We're doing the Navi Yeshaya, and the Navi is calling upon the Jewish people to return to the land of Israel. It's a new semester. We're up to what they call the 52nd chapter, the 11th Pasuk. The Navi Yeshaya, who lived a century before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, he was a descendant of the kings. He himself was a descendant, and then the nephew, and then the cousin of the kings. And he lived in the days of Uzziah, Yotam, Ahaz, Chizkiyahu. And then his own daughter married the king Chizkiyahu. Together they had a child, Menashe, and then his grandson. So he was the cousin, or second, or third cousin. It depends on as the generations went down. And then his own daughter married King Chizkiyahu. And then his own grandson, Menashe, murdered him. So the Navi is telling the Jewish people, Suhu, Suhu, Tzu, Misham. Separate yourself from the nations. Get out of there, says the Navi. Tamei Altigau. The Navi says to them, it's time to leave exile. And the comfort that the Navi is giving us is the comfort of the final exile. The Navi Yeshaya, we've been reading his prophecies ever since the first Beit HaMikdash, but the Navi Yeshaya, we read his prophecies of comfort in the 7 weeks following Tisha B'Av, the Shiva Dinechemta. So our tradition is that he was not talking about the current exile he was about to encounter, the Jewish people at that time were about to experience. No, he was talking to the future, to our day and age. And he was saying, get out of your exile. It's interesting that the Navi has to encourage people to leave exile. That's what we're witnessing today. If once upon a time it was so difficult, people had to travel months and sometimes years to get to Israel, and so many people died trying. The Gra didn't make it. So many people wanted to ascend to Israel and could not. Today, 24 hours, you're here. The Navi says, get out of there. Tamei al tigao. Look at your exile as defiled. I don't know how people understood this in previous years. Because reading this for the past two millenniums must have been difficult. Of course we view the exile as Tamei. Of course we want to ascend to Israel. Today, I'm embarrassed to say, there are so many Jews who are foreign to the concept. Why would I leave exile? Today, it's sad that people have to be reminded that they're in a land that's defiled. Today, that we understand why the Navi has to encourage them, get out of there. Tzu mitocha. Get out of there, says the Navi. Hibahu. Purify yourselves. Nosei kelei Adonai. You are carrying the vessels of Hashem. The years you traveled in the desert, you carried physical vessels. The years of the exile, you carried spiritual vessels. The Jewish people held on to the Torah, to the mitzvot. The Jewish people were carrying, so to speak, the vessels of Hashem. The Navi says, purify yourselves and come back. Those tools are to be used in the land of Israel. Ki lo v'chipazon teitzeyu. You won't have to leave in a rush, in a hurry. I'm telling you to come out because you will not be chased out. Again, how did people understand this up until our day and age? The Navi says you'll have an opportunity to come. Lo v'chipazon teitzeyu. And you won't have to rush out. Uvimnusa lo telechun. And you won't be chased out either. You'll have opportunity, but you won't be forced. So in Russia, Jews weren't forced to leave. Finally, they were given opportunity to leave. In the United States, the Jews weren't chased out. They're just being given opportunity. You want to come? We want you here. And so now we understand what the Navi might have been talking about. The Navi says, you will not be chased out. And that's why I have to tell you, get out of there, come to Israel. Ki holeich lifneichem Adonai. Hashem is going before you. Asifchem Elohei Yisrael. And the one who wants to gather you into Israel is the God of Israel. Hashem says, I'm calling you here. And so, according to our tradition, this is the conclusion of the prophecy, that prophecy about ascending to Israel. And the prophecy we're about to begin, according to our tradition, is either about the Jewish people or about the Mashiach. The psukim we're about to read are psukim which were at the center of debate between the Jewish people and the Christians for all of the history of Christianity. These psukim that we're about to begin, and we have a few approaches to this parasha. You have to tell me if you want to learn the approach that it's speaking about the Jewish people. You should know there is an approach that says it's talking about the Mashiach. I guess we'll go with Rashi's approach that it's talking about the Jewish people. And the first words of the next pasuk are, Hine Yaskil Avdi. And it is called Parshat Hine Yaskil Avdi. Nachmanides, the Ramban, wrote a special work just on this parasha, just on the next few psukim, interpreting these psukim. Again, because we were challenged throughout the history of Christianity over these psukim, so they got special attention. The only problem is that the Christians censored what the rabbis wrote. They wouldn't allow us to fully publish our tradition as to what these psukim mean. And so starting with next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will use the university edition of Rashi on this parsha, where hopefully we will get a more accurate interpretation from Rashi as to what our tradition is, how to interpret this parsha. This is where we will begin Be'ezrat Hashem next week, and what they call the 52nd chapter, the 13th pasuk, Parshat Hinei Yaskil Avdi.